Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. This Sunday, the Eagles and the Cowboys meet for the NFC East division title. It is always instructive in division games to go back and look at the first time teams met. You always learn something. And even though the Eagles lost that game 17-3, their defense played very, very well. Now, the Eagles are a high-percentage blitz team by NFL standards. And when you look back at that game against the Cowboys Week 7, a couple of things really stood out to me. There's different kinds of blitzes, and a lot of teams blitz in conjunction with stunts, which the Eagles do as well. Now, when I say there's different kinds of blitzes, very often when teams play man-to-man coverage, linebackers are responsible for a back, like D'Amico Ryans being responsible for a back against the Cowboys. If that back stays into block, those linebackers will then attack and rush. That's called a green dog. And very often that causes confusion for offensive linemen. And we see that on a sack of Tony Romo in the first meeting, where you see a stunt element where Trent Cole loops behind Vinnie Curry. That's the stunt. Now, here D'Amico Ryans has Philip Tanner man-to-man. Philip Tanner stays in to help pass protect. So what happens? D'Amico Ryans starts to hug up as if he's pass rushing. Left tackle Tyron Smith sees Ryan. He comes off his man and tries to pick up D'Amico. Then you have all kinds of mayhem inside. Leary, the left guard, first picks up Curry on the stunt. Then Cole, looping around, comes inside and Leary sees Cole closer to the quarterback. What happens? He comes off his man, picks up Cole. There's no one now to block Curry. He sacks Tony Romo. A really beautifully designed stunt with a green dog blitz element. We saw the exact same thing later in the game. It was the exact same thing. You see the stunt, Cole looping around Curry. You see D'Amico Ryans. He has Philip Tanner again in man coverage. What happens here? Tanner leaves the backfield and goes out into a pass route, so D'Amico goes with him. Here, Tony Romo sees Cole Beasley open for a throw. Makes the throw. It would have been a completion. But what happens? D'Amico Ryans, covering Philip Tanner, is right in the passing lane and intercepts the pass. So two plays with the same concept. You have a stunt with Trent Cole and Vinnie Curry, and you have D'Amico Ryans in man coverage. The first play, hugging up and causing a sack. The second time, he plays Philip Tanner, and he gets an interception. You can bet on one thing in this game this weekend. The Eagles will stunt, and the Eagles will blitz. That's their MO, and you can bet it will be very effective.